Welcome to Lying Yoga. Before we begin, let's just take a moment to congratulate ourselves that we're going to take this time to attend to the body, thoughts and emotions, our health and our well-being. Let's begin by just sensing and feeling the body lying on the floor with the arms by your side and the palms turning upwards facing towards the sky. Breathing in and breathing out. And now with an inhalation, extending the arms up overhead, palms facing each other as we breathe in. And then on the exhalation, with awareness, lowering the arms down by your side. And just breathing in and breathing out. And again, bringing the arms up on an inhalation with awareness, stretching, palms facing each other. And on an exhalation, bringing the arms back by the side. And one more time, lifting upwards, breathing in, arms extending. And on the exhalation, breathing out and bringing the arms down by your side. And now raising both knees up in the air with your feet on the floor, and we're going to do a twist. And let's bring both of the knees down to the right side while keeping both of the shoulders flush with the floor. You're welcome to extend your arms outward from your shoulders like a bird. And then lastly, turning your head to look out to the left. And just breathing in and breathing out. Feeling into the twist with awareness, being present. And now with an exhalation, gently releasing from the twist, coming into a neutral position with both your knees still up in the air and the feet on the floor, breathing in, breathing out. And now bringing both knees down to the left side, again keeping both shoulders flush with the floor and arms extended out from the shoulders like a bird, and then turning your head out to the right, and breathing in and breathing out, and being mindful of any waves of sensations, being mindful of the posture, of course, or any thoughts, emotions, being present. And now gently releasing and bringing both legs down to the floor, arms by your side, and palms once again facing upwards towards the sky, breathing in and breathing out. And now we'll do a right knee stretch. Please lift up your right knee and grasp it with your hands and hold it towards your chest. Your head can either be lying on the floor or up in the air. And just being mindful this posture as we breathe in and breathe out. And then on the next exhalation, releasing. And then when you're ready, lifting up the left knee and grasping it with your hands and holding it towards your chest. Head can be lying down or on the floor. And just breathing in and breathing out, being mindful of any waves of sensations, thoughts, emotions being present. And now gently releasing, bringing the left knee back onto the floor, and then doing a full body stretch again, breathing in, arms up over your head onto the floor, palms facing each other. And on an exhalation, releasing, and the arms coming back by the side. And now we'll do a pelvic rock and tilt, or sometimes known as the cow pose and the cat pose. Let's bring both of our knees up in the air with our feet on the floor. And begin to press down slightly on your tailbone as you breathe in. You'll feel a small gap between your lower back and the floor. And as you breathe out, gently lower your back to the floor, rocking the pelvic girdle, and making the back now flush with the floor. And just repeat back and forth, breathing in, rolling onto the tailbone, creating that small little gap between your lower back and the floor. And breathing out, rolling off the tailbone, pressing down your lower back to make it flush with the floor. Repeating back and forth a few times this pelvic rock and tilt. Breathing in, putting some pressure on the tailbone. Breathing out, rolling off the tailbone and pressing the lower back, making it flush with the floor is the cat pose. Being mindful of any waves of sensations, thoughts, or emotions, being present. And now lowering legs back onto the floor, releasing from the pelvic rock and tilt. And once again, doing a nice big full body stretch, breathing in, arms coming up overhead onto the floor, palms facing each other. And on an exhalation, releasing and bringing the arms back by your side. And now we will do a bridge pose. Let's bring both of our knees up in the air with the feet on the floor, and our arms by our side. And as we breathe in, lifting up the buttocks, the lower back, and the upper back off the floor. And then grasping your hands underneath your body and stretching towards your feet, breathing in and breathing out. This is a fairly strenuous pose, easy does it. Breathing in and breathing out. And then when you're ready, beginning to release your hands, and then on an exhalation, lowering your back one vertebrae at a time, like a string of pearls being lowered one at a time, and coming back onto the floor. And now we'll do a beautiful counter pose where we're going to grasp our knees, lifting our knees up in the air and grasping them with our hands and arms, and then just beginning to rock. This should feel pretty good, feeling in the lower back, rocking back and forth to the left or to the right or up and down. Head can be on the ground or up in the air, whatever your preference, rocking. Holding the knees. And just breathing in and out. And when you're ready, rolling on to your belly. And now we will go into a modified cobra pose. Taking a breath in. And on the exhalation, coming up onto your elbows, keeping your waist and legs on the floor, perhaps even making a longer exhalation, releasing some of the hot air in the body and just breathing in and out. And now gently releasing, coming back to the floor. And then we'll go into a full cobra pose. And this is a pose where we'll come up onto our hands, listening to the body wisdom, listening to what your body can do. And when you're ready, taking a breath in. And on the exhalation, coming up onto your hands, keeping your waist and legs on the floor, and being mindful as we breathe in and out of any waves of sensations, being mindful of the posture, any thoughts and emotions being present. Then gently releasing when you're ready and being present. And so from lying on our belly, let us come down to let your buttocks rest, sit on top of your back of your legs, and lower your torso to the floor so that your head can rest on the floor, or if you like, on your hands. If you'd rather, you can have your arms outstretched, laid out in front of you, or perhaps by the side of the body on the floor, breathing in and out of the pose of a child. As we get ourselves settled, lying down, once again, a nice big full body stretch, bringing the arms up overhead, stretching towards the ceiling, palms facing each other on an inhalation, and then on an exhalation, lowering with awareness the arms by your side. And again, a full body stretch, breathing in. And on an exhalation, feeling free to sigh or yawn, and with awareness, bringing the arms back by the side. And now once again, let's do a full body stretch, extending the arms up overhead. And instead of bringing the arms back down by your side on the exhalation, leave them open. Take a moment to feel the arms, the armpits being open, breathing in and out, wiggling the fingers, feeling the spaces between them open. Letting your mouth become open and feeling the nostrils and the air going in and out of them, feeling their openness. Bringing awareness to your ears as they are open to hear sounds. And gently opening the legs, feeling the spaces between the toes. And even gesturing to the thousands of pores that exist in the skin, being open to all possibilities, reflecting on our lives. Can we be open to follow our heart, breathing in and breathing out? And now, very gently, bringing your arms back by your side, or placing your hands on your chest, whatever's comfortable for you, and bringing the legs together, and closing the eyes, and breathing in and out as we move into this last pose, the corpse pose, the pose of integration and relaxation. Just as we move in yoga, it's also important to stop and be still. This is the time to assimilate and integrate the movements, breathing in and breathing out, resting in the grace of this world. May we be safe. May all beings everywhere be at peace.